This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden continues to work to quell Democratic anxieties over his unsteady showing in his debate with ex-President Donald Trump. He is not the debater he used to be, he said. Here's why, according to AP correspondent Josh Boak, it would be tougher for Democrats to replace Joe Biden as president.
Immediately after his lackluster performance, where he struggled at times to say what he had done in ways that people could understand, Democrats were saying, is this 81-year-old the right person to be at the top of the ticket? And you're seeing a lot of hand-wringing by candidates, by pundits, and by many voters who want someone who can fight for them and pose a real challenge to Donald Trump.
Since the beginning of the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, Israel has arrested about 15,000 Palestinians in both the West Bank and Gaza. Palestinians say detention conditions have worsened and many detainees are tortured. Israel maintains that it abides by international law. Linda Gradstein reports from VOA.
The UN Security Council's
most of the Gazans are held at Sde Tamon, an Israeli military base near Gaza, where released detainees said they spent most of their time handcuffed and blindfolded. Zaghari says at least 36 have died as a result of bad conditions and torture there.
They didn't allow for the Red Cross to visit the prisoners. They beat them every time. Hundreds of them facing from broke hands or legs.
Israel's top military prosecutor says that 70 investigations have been opened into allegations of abuse in Israeli jails, including Sde Tamon. Israeli government officials deny that detainees are tortured or mistreated. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Ramallah.
Israel authorities say 68 people, 19 sick and injured children and their companions. Many have been allowed out of the Gaza Strip and responsible for Palestinian civilian affairs since they set up the evacuation. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports, a new weapons expert has told the UN his organization has irrefutably established missile debris in Ukraine and that it is, in fact, North Korean.
Been presented with evidence of North Korean missiles being used in Ukraine.
In January 2024,
Jonah Leff, executive director of Conflict Armament Research, offered a detailed analysis of remnants of a ballistic missile that struck Kharkiv on January 2nd.
Carr documented the missile's rocket motor, its tail section.
Showing the council photos of the remnants, he said they had unique features indicating it was manufactured in North Korea last year. Leff says the evidence
irrefutably establishes that the missile fired on Kharkiv was indeed of DPRK origin.
The U.S. and its Western allies accused North Korea and Russia of violating a U.N. embargo on arms exports from the DPRK. Russia dismissed the accusations as baseless. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. officials say that the pier built by the U.S. military to bring aid into Gaza has been removed. Amid helping out the due weather, the protection, here is Deputy Press Secretary Dennis Sabrina.
The U.N.'s
due to high sea states expected this weekend, Central Command has removed the temporary pier from its anchored position in Gaza and will tow it back to Ashdod, Israel. As always, the safety of our service members is a top priority, and temporarily relocating the pier will prevent potential structural damage that could be caused by the heightened sea state.
While the military has helped deliver desperately needed food through the pier, the vast majority of it still is sitting in the ground. Almost a year in funds of difficulty time, agencies that have been moving into Gaza and Gaza where it most needed, and that storage area is full. A measure of the prices that closely tracked by the federal government and reserve suggested inflation pressures in the U.S. are now continuing to ease. Consumers' prices were flat from April to May. It is the mildest such performance in more than 5 years, or 4 years, I should say, measured from a year earlier. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.